On Kuf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, the Gemara quotes the story of Yosef ben Yoezer, that he was he took away the whole Yerusha from his son, he gave everything to Hegdish, and the Gemara says we don't paskan like him, that it's not permissible to be Mava Nachla. Avuri Achasanta is an Iser. There is a Gemara in Ksubis on Dava Samach Zayin on Beis, but the Gemara repeats the din. The Gemara has it earlier in Ksubis. Hamavazvez al Yavazvez Yosef Michoimesh. You shouldn't give away to Tzedakah. You shouldn't donate to Hegdish more than 1/5 of your total savings. And then the Gemara says, Hanimili Mechaim. Because Shema Yoni Vitz Tarach Labir. Savalach Hamisa, but if you're about to die, then you can give away more than Chaimesh. But you shouldn't be Mava Nachlo. So how much are you permitted to give to Hegdish, Yosef Michoimesh? How much are you permitted to give Yosef Michoimesh, and it's not considered a violation of Avuri Achasanto? So if you look in Chosha Mishpat, in Simen Reish Pei Beis, where they quote this whole Simen is about Avuri Achasanto, so the Ksos there quotes the Tshuvas HaGoinim, that just like the Gemara had a few dafim earlier, on Kuf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, the Gemara was talking about Tshuvas Benin Dichrin. So the Mishnah, so the Rashbam there, Kuf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, quotes from the Mishnah in Ksubis, you only observe the Takana Derabbanan Benin Dichrin if there's a Moisa Diner. If after giving each one of the Benin Dichrin the amount of their mother's Ksuba, however much the grandfather gave at the time of the marriage, the Nedunya, if after giving all of that there'll be a dinner of money left over to divide among the Yorshim, then it's not a violation of, since the mitzvah of Yerusha will be followed, the din b'nin dichrin is a takana derabbanan, either yizbun or yerson, but you have to fulfill the Yerusha deraisa. So the Mishnah says if you have a mois dinner, that's enough. How much is a dinner? How much is a dinner? So the Gemara Kiddushin, Yud Beis Amud Aleph, talks about the different coins. The Gemara says, the first Mishnah in Kiddushin says, how much is a pruter? Echad mishmaina be'isa ho'italki. There are 8 pruters in an iser. Then the Gemara says, how many pruters are there in a mo'o? So the Gemara says, there are 32 pruters in a mo'o. And sheish mo kesef are a dina. So you multiply. You multiply 36 prutas in a moa times 6, and that's the how many, 6 times 36, that's how many prutas there are in a dinar. So if you have a dinar left after giving out all of the ksubas benin dichrin, then you haven't been mevatel the mitzvah Yerusha deraisa. So the Goinim have a tshuva quoted by the Ktzais that this Iser of Avuri Achasanta is not violated as long as you have a Moisa dinar. Most of the poskim think that that's a joke. Even though it's from the Tshuvas HaGoinim, Moshe Dina is not that much. So they say otherwise. So the Geshur HaChayim Paskins, like the Poskim, say you have to leave 51%. You have to leave Rov to the Yerushim. You can give a miut. You give HaMevaz HaMevaz Yes Mechayimash. You need more than 1/5 because it's not Mechayim. There's no concern Shem Eyoni Vitzdarach Labis. He's leaving the money after he dies. But you can't give half. You have to give a little more than half to the Yerushim. So Ruba Kukula is good. And then the Pischei Tshuva says, we don't really follow that shita, like the Geshur HaChaim wrote. We follow the Chasam Sefer. That's what Moshe Feinstein writes in his Tshuva also. Chasam Sefer says, you don't have to leave 51% to the ocean. As long as you leave a significant amount of money to each one of the ocean, that's enough. So at the time that Moshe Feinstein wrote the Tshuva, I don't know, maybe in the 1940s, I don't remember. So he says, if you leave $10,000 to each one of the ocean, that's more than enough. I don't know, today, $10,000, you can barely buy a cigar, but $10,000. So maybe if you leave $100,000 today, so that's a bikovadik amount. That depends who it is, depends how much money. So that's the din over here. What kind of a din is this, that you're not allowed to be mava nachla? So the Gemara in Ksubis, on Nun Beis on Beis, is bothered with a kasha, the din that you give isa nechasim. If the father dies and then he leaves over single daughters, so when each single daughter gets married, she gets Isa Nechasim, she gets 1/10 of this total Yerusha that the father leaves over. Daughters don't get Yerusha. So Gemara is bothered with Akasha. How can you have such a thing? Meikam Nidi, is that permissible? That the Torah says the sons get the Yerusha, the daughters don't. And the Chachamim change the din and they say the daughters are allowed to get Isa Nechasim. The Gemara says, no, this is also a din, because we have a pasuk in Novi that says that you have to marry off your children. So the only way to succeed in marrying off your children is if you're going to give your daughter Kedesh Yitan Lebitul Kibino. In the days of the Tanoim, the practice used to be that when a son would get married, the father would give a lot of money. When a daughter would get married, they wouldn't give so much money. So the Tanoim made takonis, Kedesh Yitan Lebitul Kibino, he should give at least the same amount to the daughter that he gives to the son. So they made this takana, even if the father died, they should give Isa Nechasin. So that's also in fulfillment of this din, that you have to see to it that your daughter should be able to get a decent shidduch by leaving them an amount of money. So the Tosis in Ksubas, Daf Nun Amabes in Maskal Umay Aliyah, Tosis points out that Gemara Nun Beis Amabes in Ksubas, where the Gemara asked, how is that permissible to take away the Yerusha from the sons and give it to the daughter? Why is that a question? The Gemara in Yevamos has a discussion on Peites on the base. It's a long sugya that goes on and on and on, a few blood Gemara. We know there's a klal yeshkech b'yad chachamim lakadov min ator b'shei b'altasa. The chachamim made a gzera that you're not allowed to blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah Choli is b'shabbos. And so on. Not allowed to shake lulav when the first day sukkah falls on Shabbos. So we know the pasuk says, v'shmartem es mishmarti asu mishmeres l'mishmarti. The chachamim were authorized to make ases yog l'tor. You have a right to make a harchokas, that you're not allowed to carry in a karmelos, you're not allowed to eat basa b'cholav, even chicken. They made a lot. How do you know the chachamim, not only do they have a right to make gzeiris the rabban, they have a right even akiras dov and atoira, to tell you to be mevatla mitzvah sese. So that's what the Gemara says, yesh koch v'achachamim, lakadov and atoira b'shei b'altase. How do they know that? That's a strong question. So Rabbi Chanan has in his kuntres, divrei seifim, he suggests maybe that's learned out from the pasuk. It says, and Rashi quotes from the Sifrei, from the Tanam, so the Ramban understood Pasha Pshat and that Sifrei that Rashi quotes, even if the Tanaim are making a mistake. How can that be, the Ramban is? But the first Mishnah in Hurriya says, Beferish, if you know the Chachamim made a mistake, you're not allowed to listen to the Chachamim. No such din. So Rabbi Chana Vassaman suggests, the Ramban says that he thinks Rabbanim Sefer HaMitzvahs raises the issue. So the Ramban suggests that maybe what it means, even if you think that the psak of the rabbi does make any sense, you should assume that you're a layman, you don't know how to learn. And if you know how to learn, it would make sense. You shouldn't ask any kashas on the psak. So that's how the Ramban was. Others, in the Chubas of the Malamed Lahoyo, at the end of the third volume, all the three volumes are together in one volume now, but at the end of the third Chelek, so he has an essay about this topic, Al Yamin Shu Husmal. He quotes the Ramban, who's the first one in the Sefer HaMitzvahs to ask this question, that the Mishnah in the beginning of Hurriyas contradicts this Sifrei Al Yamin Shu Husmal. So he quotes different suggestions that were given over the different generations. So Rabbi Chanan Vassaman has another suggestion in Divrei Sefer. He says, maybe that's what it means, Ayyumin Shusmol. The Bezin didn't make a mistake. They tell you, in the Chumash it says you're supposed to blow Shofar today, even though Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos, and we are recommending to you, you're not allowed to blow Shofar. Ayyumin Shusmol. Not that they made a mistake. They tell you, in the Chumash it says, go to Yamin. They're telling you, don't go to the Yamin, go to the Smol, because of Gzeira the Rabbana. So the Chumash tells you that Yesh Kach Lakar, Afilu, to be Oikar HaMitzvah in the Torah, if it's b'shei v'altasa, if it's b'kum v'yasei, that's a machloikus. And the Gemara in the Bavli comes to the maskana, en koach lakar b'kum v'yasei. So the Gemara in Yevamos, peites on the base, is bothered with a kasha. The din is a rabbal yoshes ishtoi. And there's a machloikus hatanayim, where the rabbal yoshes ishtoi is a din deraisa, a din derabbana. So the Gemara is working with the assumption, it's a din deraisa, machloikus hatanayim. And it's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Raibid had a paskin. The Rambam paskin that Abal Yosha is Hishta is only the Rabbanon, and the Raibid is Masik, he thinks that is deraisa. So the Gemara says, Abal Yosha is Hishta is deraisa, that's if it's an Isha is deraisa, if it's Ishta Nesua, if they're married Menator. What if he marries a Ktana? So if the father marries Opito Ktana, it's also Ishta deraisa. What if the father died? The girl is a Yisema. And the mother marries a Rafi, Siyo Ima Viacheho. So that the issue is only with the Rabbanan. And nonetheless, the Brisa says, Beferish, the husband Yarshins, if the daughter dies, after Nisuin, so the husband Yarshins. So the Gemara is that, Enkoach Laka Bikum Yasei, the husband is going to take money that he's not entitled to. her relatives, her brother should get the Yerusha, not her husband. So the husband is over on Lo Sigzel Bikum Yaseh. So the Gemara answers, Hefke Bezen Hoya Hefke. That solves the whole problem. So that's what the Gemara in Yibamis answers on Pei Tesla and Beis. Any Takana der Rabbanan in the area of Dini Mamanis, even though they're awarding the money to someone who's not entitled, and it should be a violation of Lo Sigzel Bikum Yaseh. We have many Takanas der Rabbanan. The first daf in Bava Basri you have, the Tesis on the bottom of Beis Amin Aleph, is of the opinion that Rav Meir Doin Dina de Gami, that's how he passed, and is only made the Rabbanan. So how is the Nizik allowed to collect the money from the Mazik? Is there upon Le Sigzel? So the answer is, Hefke Bezna Hefke, so you're not in violation of Le Sigzel. So Gemara said the same, by Abal Yerusha Sishlek Tano, Hefke Bezna Hefke. But the Gemara in Ksubis, based on the base, asked the Kasha, by the Issa Nechosim, what right do the daughters have to take Issa Nechosim? The Torah says the sons get the Yerusha. How do the daughters take away the Yerusha? The Gemara should have answered, Hefke Bezna Hefke. So Tosis on Nunamah Beis, my Aliyah, Tosis points out, the Gemara here seems to disagree with the Gemara in Yavamah's Pei Tesla. The Gemara doesn't say over here, Hefke Bezna Hefke solves the problem. But they say because Avuri Achasanto is treated like Issa the Heter. That's a famous Rambam. The Gemara has earlier on Kuf Chavav on the Beis. The Gemara says that there's a machlokes Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda by Masna Masha Kosam Atar B'Dovish Abim Mama whether Tanoi Kayim or not. So usually Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, Alochik Rav Yehuda, we pass from B'Dovish Abim Mama and Tanoi Kayim. So the Gemara asks on the Mishnah, why does it say B'Nei Shehisna Masha Kosam Atayra? He wants to be Masha with the Pchor to the Poshuk. He wants to say B'Nei Zeh Lo Yirash Emechav, one son shouldn't get Yerusha. So if he says it in a negative, B'Nei Zeh Lo Yirash Emechav, then it's Masa Masha Kosbater. If he says it in the positive, that's a din of Rabbi Yechon Ben Broika. If he say, I have three sons, and instead of giving one third, one third, one third, I want to give 40% to one son, 40% to one son, and 20% to the other son. So as long as he say it in the positive, then Rabbi Yechon Ben Broika's din applies. But if he says it in the negative, it says it in the negative, then it's called Masna Mashikas Batar. So the Gemara says, but we pass like our Buddha, Masna Mashikas Batar, Dabish Mimam and Tanoi Kai. So the Gemara gives a funny answer, it's a little unclear what it means. So the Rambam gives a different answer. We don't know what the mocker of the Rambam is. The Rambam says that the Pasuk in Parshas Nachman says, Voices us lachem, Luchukas Mishpat. Usually Chuka means something in Issa Beheta, and Mishpat means Dini Mamanis. So which is it? Is it Chuka? Is it Mishpat? So the Rambam quotes Adrasha. Rama quotes Adrasha, even though Yerusha is a matter of dollars and cents, the Torah calls it chukah, so I treat it like Issa the Heter. It has the din of Masa Masha Kasaba Torah, the Dovish of the Issa. I don't treat it like a Dovish of the Mom. I treat it like a Dovish of the Issa. The commentaries point out that the Mokka, where is that Drasha? We don't have anything more. The Mokka for that Drasha is in the Medrash HaGadol. But Rav Soloveitchik used to say, we're not so sure whether the Medrash HaGadol was the Mokka of the Rambam. The Rambam got it from the Medrash HaGadol, and maybe the Medrash HaGadol was written based on the Rambam. They think the Medrash HaGadol was written after the Rambam wrote his Sefer, and he copied this drasha from there. So they're not sure what the mocker is, but that's what the Rambam understood. The Rambam says that Masna Mashkas Batoy by Yerusha doesn't work because I treat it like Issa Vehetem. And even though Habal Yerusha is Ishtoy, the Rambam holds his only with the Rabbanan, Machlekes Altanayim, and Machlekes the Rambam and the Raivid. The Raivid is massing on the Rambam in Hilchos Tishus. The Rambam writes that Habal Yerusha Tishta is only with the Rabbanan. That's Perek Yud Beis in Ishus, Aloch Gimel. And the Raivid is massing. He thinks we should pass, and that is the Raisa. So it's only with the Rabbanan. So how can you say that the Pasuk? So the Rambam says, nonetheless, the Pasuk, Chukas Mishpat, applies, called the Tikkun Rabbanan, Kein the Raisa Tikkun. So with the Rabbanan, they made a Takana that Habal Yerusha Tishta, I treat that also like Issa the Hetem. It's really, in a certain sense, it's a stiras hasugyas. The sugya in Yevamos Pei Tesla and Beis says that Hefke Bezna Hefke solves all the issues. There's no problem of Enkech B'Yachacham Laka Dominator B'Kum B'Yasei. When they make a takan and didi mamanis, it's not an issue. Akira's Dove B'Kum B'Yasei, that the one who's taking the money is in violation of La Sigzel B'Kum B'Yasei. Hefke Bezna Hefke solves all the problems. Even with respect to Abba Yerusha Zishtha, the Gemara says it solves the problem. And the Rambam seems to have a drosha, and not so. Chukas Mishpat, I treat it like Issa the Heter. That's what the Tosfos in Ksubos points out. Tosfos in Ksubos on Nun Amud Beis points to the Gemara Nun Beis Amud Beis in Ksubos that it seems for that Gemara that I treat Yerusha like an Issa the Het, and that's Aburi Achasanto. That's Aburi Achasanto. The Gemara Tosfos points out the Gemara is mashma there on Nun Beis Amud Beis that if they'll give the daughter more than Issa Nechasim, that'll be a violation of Aburi Achasanto. That's an Issa. You don't say Hefke Bezna Hefke solves the whole problem. I treat Aburi Achasanto like an Issa the Het. This was always a practice that people would leave a tzavua, and they would leave in the tzavua how much money should be distributed to tzedakah after they die. So the Tosfos in Gittin, Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, discusses this issue. A person leaves a tzavua. He says, after I die, I want to leave money to so-and-so. So the Gemara says, V'holoi Moshach. But who made a kinyan for Pliny? I leave a tzavua, I leave money for a person who's not at all in line to get Yerusha. So the Din Rabbi Yechim HaBreker doesn't apply there. If I have three sons and each one is in line to get one third of the Yerusha, and I change it and I say I want two sons to get 40% and one son to get 10%, it could be that it's a stupid thing to do, that the son will never forgive the father for cheating him. Even though he's richer than all three of them put together, he's richer than everybody, he doesn't need the Yerusha, but he may feel hurt by the father why he took away the Yerusha from him. So maybe it's not a smart thing to do. But if the father does it, so that's a din of Rabbi Yechonim HaBroker. What if the father leaves money for someone who's not in line to get Yerusha? Rabbi Yechonim HaBroker's din doesn't apply, only if Roy Le'Yosha. So the Gemara says, if you didn't make a kinyan, behold, I'm Moshach, the Gemara in Gittin Yud Gimel says that you don't have to give the money. So Tosfos there, he asked the Kasha, what happened to the din? Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Ames. So Rabbi Natam comes up with quite a few suggestions. The one that's accepted in the Shulchan Aruch, Tosfos in Bava Basra, has even more than the Tosfos in Gittin. So one of the answers that Rabbeinu Tam is quoted in the Choshen Mishpat, that the only time we apply the rule of mitzvah l'kayem divrei ames, if hushlosh mitchila l'kach, if the father gave the money while he was alive, he gave it to the next day, but he said, after I die, give this money to so-and-so. Give this money to somebody else. Or you put it, let's say, in a trust account in the bank. Even if it's a revocable trust, let's say I give the money to my next neighbor, but I say, when I die, I give this money to Pliny. Then I can say to the neighbor, give it back to me. I changed my mind. The kinyan didn't take effect yet. So the same thing if I put the money in a trust account in the bank and trust for someone, and trust for one of the children, trust for a daughter. That's fine. That's mitzvah l'chaim divrei ames. Hushlosh mitchila l'kach. So the question is, but if people leave a tzavua that they should leave money to tzedakah, and it's not hushlosh mitchila l'kach. So that was always a practice. Everybody always did that. So why is that binding? There's no mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames because it wasn't hushlosh mitchila l'kach. So that's Rab Chaim Moshe has a tshuva in Achiezer. He suggests, just like we have a din, amirasa l'gavoa, it's a mishnah in Kiddush in the end of the first parak, amirasa l'gavoa, if you pledge to give an amount of money to Hegdish, I pledge to give Karka to Hegdish, I pledge to give the Taltlim to Hegdish. Amiros al Gavaya, either an amount of money or a bien, Kim Siros al Hedya Domi. By Hegdish, you don't have to do the Maisi Kinyan. Amiros al Hedya, Amiros al Gavaya constitutes a Kinyan. So there's a famous machlokes, the Beis Yosef and the Ramo, they corresponded on this. Beis Yosef lived in Tzfat, and the Ramo lived in Krakow in Poland, and they have tshuvas back and forth. About this issue, a man pledged to give a significant amount of money, and he died before he got tzedakah, and he died before he gave the money. So they both assumed that after he died, meisim chavshim, the meis is not going to be in fulfillment of. He took a neder to give the money to tzedakah. So even if the yorshim give the money to tzedakah, the father will not be mekayim the mitzvah. He's dead. Meisim chavshim did not mekayim any mitzvah. So the shaila that they debated, that they had a machlokes about was. This Mishnah that says Amirasa la Gavaya Kim Sirasa la Hedyadami, the original din of the Mishnah is Gavaya with respect to Hegdish. Does that carry over to Tzedakah or not? So the Beis Yosef held that yes, Amirasa la Gavaya is not only to Hegdish, it's to Tzedakah as well. So if a person pledges to give money to Tzedakah and he dies, he never fulfilled the neder for Falun, but the Nishtab Dohanachasim. If he would have made a kinyan, suda would have been legally binding. So even if he didn't make a kinyan, just like you don't need a maisa kinyan for Hegdish, Amira constitutes Mesir. Amira takes the place of whatever kinyan you would have required. So Amiras HaLegavah applies to Tzedakah as well. And the Ramah disagreed. The Ramah thought Amiras HaLegavah is only Gavoya, only to Hegdish, and it doesn't apply to Tzedakah. The Reb Chaim Oiz assumes that we push it, that we paskin like the Beis Yosef. We don't paskin like the Ramah. One of the Rabbanim recently wrote a tshuva about this. There was a Maisa Shehoya that a Balabas took a neder on Yom Kippur that he's going to give a significant amount of money to the local day school. I think it was in South America. And then the father died before he had a chance to give up the money, to give the money to the day school. So he had a son who lived in the same city who was not observant. He wasn't interested in giving the money to the day school. And he had a daughter who is married to a Ben Torah who learns here in the yeshiva. So the din is, strictly speaking, the son gets the whole Yerusha. The son didn't know that, so the son decided he's going to give half-half. So he gave half of the Yerusha to his sister, who lives in New York, who's from a Torah digger family, and half of the Yerusha he kept. So the shaila was whether the sister is mechuyev to give anything to the day school, the full amount, or half of the amount. Since she got half the Yerusha, do you say nishtab the hanachasim? So she's mechuyev to pay half the amount, and maybe the whole amount, because she knows the brother's not going to give anything. He doesn't want to support the day school. Or should you say no? She's not mechuyev to give anything. The brother gave her a matana. The brother wasn't mechuyev to give her anything, because the father didn't make any kinyonim. The Yerusha only goes to the son. So the son gave a matana to his sister, so maybe not mechuyev to give anything. So one of the prominent rabbanim printed a tshuva about this. So he writes in the tshuva, it's a machlokes, the Beis Yosef and the Ramah. And we are Ashkenazim, so we follow the Ramah. So I think it's wrong. We don't follow Ramah. Chaim Moshe writes a Dovah Poshe, we assume Amiras HaLegavoya does apply to Tzedakah. I think the whole statement is a mistake. Not the Ashkenazim follow the Ramah, and the Svardim follow the Mechaber. It's backwards. The Mechaber always follows the Svardim, and the Ramah, when he writes in Shulchan Aruch, always follows the Ashkenazim. But on this issue, there was no tradition. There was no old tradition splitting between Ashkenazim and so on. This is a new machlokes, the Mechaber, Rabbi Yosef Karo and the Ramah. So there is no cloud that Ashkenazim always follow the Ramah. Not true. The Ramah always follows Ashkenazim. He records Ashkenazi Minhagim and Ashkenazi Psak. But here there was no Psak HaMekubal on this. So Faker, the Rabbi Chaim Oizo assumes in the Tshuva, Amiras HaLegavoya doesn't only apply to Hegdish, it applies to Tzedakah as well. So therefore, Nishtabdu HaNechosim. There is a din usually, you have a pasuk in Parshas Vayikra, Nefesh kisishova levate bisvasayim, that a shvuah is only chal if you have levate bisvasayim. If goma beliboy, the Gemara shvuah is davcha above in the base rights, goma beliboy tzach lehoitze bisvasayim, a person made up his mind, he was machlit, he wants to accept the shvuah, but he never said it, he never pronounced it with his lips, so it's not binding. So the Gemara, the original pasuk only says by shvuah, but most of the poskim assume ruba de ruba, assume it applies to neder as well, and it applies to all in yoni haflor. Whenever something is chal, ide amira, you always need amira. You always need levati b'sosam. It's not chal b'machshava. So the Gemara says that there are two exceptions to the rule. Truma nitelas b'machshava, because the pasuk says in the end of Parshas Korach, v'nechshav lachem trumaschem, truma nitelas b'machshava. And in Shnei Ksibam Boin Ke'echot, Truma is Chal B'machshove, and Hegdish is Chal B'machshove. Because the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Divrei HaYamim, called Nadiv Lev Oilus Heviu. Those who had been Menadev, Belibom, they accepted, and Nadove in their heart, they're going to give a korban to the Beis HaMikdash, so they brought it. So the Gemara says, this is Shnei Ksibam Boin Ke'echot, Eim Elamdim. So these are the two exceptions to the rule that it's Chal B'machshove, and everything else, all the other in Yoni HaFloa have to have Dibur. So in Shulchan Aruch, there's a discussion both in Chayshim Mishpat as well as in Yeridah, Hilchas Tzedakah. What if somebody made an appeal in Shul for a Tzedakah, and I was very moved by the appeal, and I decided I'm going to give $1,000. Then on Sunday morning, when I bring my checkbook to the Shul, I change my mind, I'll change it to $18. Instead of $1,000, give $18. So do you say that Neder L'Tzedakah is like Hegdish, it is Chal B'machshava, or not? So we paskin both in Yeridah Hilchas Tzedakah and Chayshim Mishpat. We paskin that Tzedakah is Dina Kehegdash. So the Pashta says that just like we paskin a neder Tzedakah is Chal B'Lev, so too Amiras HaLegavoya. So too we should help the Pashtas, like Rabbi Chaim Moshe said, we paskin like the Beis Yosef, not like the Ramah. that Amirasa Lagavoya does apply to Tzedakah. So Nishtab Dohan Chosim, yeah. So that's what Rav Chaim Moshe writes. Since we have a din Amirasa Lagavoya, he assumes that double portion. We pass them like the Beis Yosef. Amirasa Lagavoya Kim Sirasa Lehad Yedami doesn't only apply to Gavoya to Hegdush, it even applies to Tzedakah. So that's considered like hushlash mentchil lekach. So if the father left instructions while he was alive, he makes out a tzava. He says, after I die, I'd like you should distribute so much money to tzedakah. So he won't be in violation of Avuya Chasanta. He's going to leave either 51% or Moisa Diner, or he's going to leave $100,000 or $10,000 to the Yorshim. And the rest he wants to distribute to different tzedakahs. So... But the mitzvah lekam devam mesa doesn't apply over here, and there was no hushlash mentchilu lekach. So Rabbi Moshe says amirasa legavakim sirasa dehad yidam applies to tzedakah, so that's considered as if it had been hushlash mentchilu lekach. The Gemara in Ksubas Daf Pei Gimel Amud Aleph has a whole discussion about the husband being mevater. The Gemara said there's a machlekes about Abay Yorish Esish, there's a din derais, a din derabbanan. So the simple reading of the Gemara is, the Rabbi doesn't seem to pass like this, but the simple reading of the Gemara is that if you have Abay Yorish Esish, there's only derabbanan, then it's a schus, and then the husband has a right to be mevater on the schus. But if Abay Yorish Esish, there would be a din deraisa like the Rabbi holds, then what do you mean you're mevater? Let's say before my father dies, I say I'm about to run the schus yirusha. There's not, it can't be mochel schus. That's a dovish lo boli yoylo. There's no schus. Kol zman the morish is still alive, and my rich uncle is my uncle Sam. My rich uncle is still alive, so I don't have any schus at all. So it can't be mochel schus. That's dovish lo boli yoylo. So the Gemara says, how come the husband can't be mevater? He says, didn't dvar manly bin chasayich. The husband says at the beginning of the marriage, he makes a prenuptial agreement. Let's say. He says he's mevatim on the schus yerusha. Usually you do it by a second marriage. If the woman has children from the first marriage, and then she has a lot of money, let's say, from before, and then she's going to remarry, she'll only be married to the second husband 5-10 years. They're both 75 years old. So the second husband should get the whole yerusha. No, she wants her children from the first marriage to get the yerusha that she has. She's not going to have any children from the second husband. She's 75 years old already. So you have to have that the second husband should be mevater on the schus yerusha. So the Gemara says, when is he going to be mevater? If he's going to be mevater on the schus yerusha when he's engaged, before prenuptial agreement, before he gets married, so he can't be mevater, he can't be mochel on the schus, that's a dovish labali yonah. If he already got married to her and already has nisuin, so the Gemara says, yoda, it's makloikis abai v'rabba, how to word it, either yoda ki yoda, yoda adifa mi yoda. But either way, what it means is that it's considered, if the nisuin, it's considered as if the husband already has the mamen and he can't be mechil on a bien. It's not mechil on a bien, it's only mechil on a schus mamen. So the Gemara says, during erisin, the husband can be mechil the schus yirusha during erisin. Before erisin, it's a dovish labali olam. He's not even married to her, just engaged. After nisuin, it's considered as if he's moichel on a bien, as if he already has the Yerusha. Even though the wife is still alive, she didn't die yet. But during erisin, then the Gemara said, the husband has a schus during erisin, that if they'll have nisuin and she'll die, then he has the right to be Yerush. So since that's only a schus, so he can be moichel the schus. It's not a bien yet. So that's what it says in the Gemara. So the Rambam writes in Hilchas Ishus, the Rambam writes that if the husband already had nisuin, he can't be mevater on the schus yerusha. He says because hoisa zosul hem luchukas mishpat, it's isa beheta. He doesn't say what the Gemara said. The Gemara said that's yoda ki yoda. The Rambam doesn't say that. He repeats what he wrote. Masa mashkasa b'tar b'davshet b'mamin doesn't work by yerusha because of the pasuk chukas mishpat. Even though it's dollars and cents, it's really an inyan of dinim mamonis, but the Torah calls it chukah. So I treat it like yisav heter. So the Rambam says over here, you can't be moichel, you can only be moichel on schusim mamon. You can't be moichel on an yisav heter issue. The whole concept of mechila doesn't fit into yisav heter. So the Rambam has his gzeiros hakosav of chukas mishpat, not only to answer the Gemara's question on Kuf Chavav and Beis, why not say Master Mashik Hasbatar B'Davish B'Mam Tanoi Kayam? He has it on this also that the husband cannot be Moichel Dischus Yerusha after Nisuin because it's Issa V'Heter. It's not, you don't treat it like Dinim Mamas. The Rabbi makes fun of the Rambam. He doesn't agree. So the Rabbi gives a different reason. He says the husband can't be Moichel because it's a Davish Alabaliyalu, because the wife is still alive. What do you mean the wife is still alive? But the Gemara said B'Ferish that you can. The Gemara doesn't say it's a Davish Alabaliyalu. The Gemara says after Nisuin, it's considered like at the end, yada ki yada, yada adifa mi yada. The Gemara doesn't say that. It's, when he's engaged, the Gemara considers it a davish labayon. But after he has erisin, in between the erisin and erisin, kosv labo darusa. The Gemara in Ksuvas Pegimel says it. Because of labo darusa, then it's considered during erisin, he has a skus that if he'll do nisuin and if she'll die first, then he'll get the erusha. So the Gemara said, that's when you do the mechila. And the rabbi writes, even after Nisuin, it's considered being moichel on a davish labo liyolam. It's very surprising. So the Magen Mishnah points it out, that the Gemara seems to contradict the rabbi. But the Rambam came up with his chiddush, that chukas mishpat is the reason why mechila doesn't work. So the Gemara tells the whole story over here about Yosef ben Yezer. His son was a plain balabas. The father wanted him to become a Tana, and he didn't want to. He wanted to become a plain balabas to learn daf yomi every day. He didn't want to become a Tana. So the father was so upset, so he gave away, donated all of his money to Hegish. And they all said, you're doing shaloi kedin. You're not allowed to be Baba Nachla. Then the Gemara said, the son donated six times as much to Hegish as the father. The Maisa Shahoya the Gemara has. So then the Gemara refers you on Kufla Medal and Amanath. The Gemara tells over this story, Maisa Bebeis Chorin. Maisa Bebeis Chorin is a city in Eretz Yisrael that the grandfather was a Mudaha Noah from his son, and the son was marrying off the grandson, and he wanted the grandfather to attend the wedding. But the grandfather, either the grandfather made a neder, or the father of the chosim made, or someone made a neder, that the grandfather is not allowed to get any hanoah from the son, but the son is paying for the whole wedding. So the grandfather can't come to attend the wedding. So the son came up with a chokhmah. It's based on the Mishnah and the Dorah. If two people are going on the road, and I have a ton of food, and you don't have any food, and you're starving to death, you have nothing to eat, nothing to drink, and I have more than enough, and either I took a neder that I'm not allowed to give hanoah to you, or you took a neder not to get hanoah from me, whatever, you're not allowed to get hanoah from me for either my neder or your neder. So the Mishnah says, give your food to a third person on the highway, and the third person will give it to him. Or be mafke your food, leave it hefker, then the other person will take mena hefker. He's not taking from you, so he's not violating the neder. So that's what happened over here. So the son was marrying off his son, and he wanted the grandfather, to come to the wedding. So he said, all the food, he's makna all the food to one of the guests who was going to come to the wedding. Everything belongs to you. So the guest said, what do you mean everything belongs to me? Everything really belongs to me. I'm magdashit to the Beis HaMikdash. So the son said, no, I didn't have in mind you should be magdashit. I just wanted that my father should come to the wedding. So the Mishnah said that's baloney. What do you mean? There's a neder, and they're in violation of the neder. So the loshen of the mishnah, the kol matana she'ena, she'migdish she'ena b'kudeshes, ena matana. Since the nature of the matana was obvious, that if the mekabel matana is going to be magdish everything, he won't be able to. That's an umdeh in the muchach, that the noisen ha'matana, the father of the chosin, didn't mean that. So therefore the whole matana is a fraud, and it's a legal fiction, but it's not legal over here. It's not legal. It's no good. Why is it no good? What's exactly no good? So Tosfos on Kuf Lamed Aleph has two shitas how to understand. So one shita is that it's just a fake, that he never had das makna. When the father of the chosin gave everything matana to the third party, he didn't really mean that. But if he's really giving him a matana, so the third guy has a right to do whatever he pleases to. But it's clear that the father of the chosin didn't have that in mind, so the whole thing is all, it's not a legal fiction, it's illegal. In this case, it's illegal. When we sell a chametz, that's a legal fiction, but it's legal. But over here, it's not even that. It's an umdar in the muchach that the father didn't mean to give it by matana to the other person. Then the other sheet then says, no. That sheet is based on the lashon kol matana she'eino. If the matana was a fake from the very outset, it's not really a matana. And Araya is a Mikdish, Einim Mikudeshes, Einim Matana. The whole thing was a fake. The other sheet then says, no. Forget that word, Kom Matana Sheinim. That's called, definition of Bailus is, if you own something, you have to have the ability to transfer it to someone else. You have to be able to sell it to someone else or to be Magdish it. But if you own property and you don't have the ability to transfer it to someone else, that means that you don't own the property. That's the definition of Bailus. Bailus means you have the ability to give it over to someone else. If you don't have that ability, then you're not a Bailus. So those are 2 days in Tesis. What's Takada Din? Let's say I give you a Matoneh, and it'll be clear, you don't have the right to sell it, and you don't have the right to be mafkarit, and you don't have the right to be magdashit, but it belongs to you for all other intents and purposes, everything else. There is kinyan lachatzayin. There is such a thing as kinyan lachatzayin. So what if you have a kinyan lachatzayin, but the one who's the mekabel, the matone, doesn't have the koyach of bailus to transfer the bailus to someone else? So one day Entei says that it's not called a bailus, that it's not chal. The other day Entei says, no, only if there's a harama. If the whole thing is an umdin muchach, that it's a fake. If there's no such umdin muchach, then it doesn't pose a problem. Years ago, there was a Fruma Balabas, a Yeke, who never had any children, so he left the tzava. He left a lot of money for the yeshiva. So he had, he used to live, I think, at Fifth Avenue. So whenever they, every year when they had the Israeli parade, so this Balabas used to have stacks of salami sandwiches in his home. And he would invite everybody from the yeshiva. I remember I went a few times. He endowed my chair. So that's why I used to go. And people would come, eat sandwiches, and watch the parade, and then go home. So when he passed away, he had relatives who were upset. He gave all of his money away. He didn't leave anything for the relatives. So one of the relatives published a whole essay, I think, in Tradition, that according to the Jewish tradition, you don't leave money for tzedakah after you die. You give money to tzedakah while you're alive, and after you die, it's avuri achasanta. You're not allowed to take away from the yorshim. I don't know if he left anything for the relatives. There is the din of avuri achasanta. But the other part of what he said, that's not the Jewish way to leave money for tzedakah after you die, that the poskim say it is. That was always the practice, that people would leave a tzavua, how to divide the Yerusha by the members of the family, and how much money to give to the various tzedakahs. And that's what our Prime Rose explained. We assume, even though it's lahush lashmentchi lelakar, since amirasa legavah is considered kimsirasa lehed yadami, so we consider it as if it had been hush lashmentchi lelakar. Okay. I apologize that I gave the chabura so early.